Thank you very much, Chair Rapporteur. I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement Member States. The NAM thanks the experts and all the presenters for their eloquent reports. At the outset, the NAM reiterates that indeed all human rights and fundamental freedoms, including the right to development, are universal, indivisible, interdependent, interrelated, and there's an urgent need to make the right to development a reality for all. While we believe in the distinct nature of the right to development as an inalienable and intrinsic right, we should acknowledge that indeed all human rights, including the right to development, are interrelated and interdependent. And therefore, the realization of the rights as embedded in the International Covenant on the Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights is closely interdependent on the realization of the right to development. The movement continues to underscore the importance of adequate attention to the issues of poverty, underdevelopment, marginalization, climate change, digital divide, instability, foreign occupation, and illegal settlements, damage to the cultural heritage of countries in situations of armed conflict and foreign occupation, and those affected by terrorist acts that engender social and economic exclusion and violation of human dignity and human rights, which cannot be divorced from any meaningful discussion relating to realization of social economic rights as embedded in the International Covenant. As a complement to the efforts of the less developed and the developing countries, effective international cooperation is essential in providing these countries with appropriate means and facilities to foster their comprehensive development. In this regard, we believe that international cooperation is integral to the implementation and realization of the right to development and could help us to overcome the lasting challenges which hinder progress. Chair, the NAM family believes that the realization of the right to development is a necessity more than ever, and the international community must demonstrate its commitment and give the right to development the high profile it merits. In conclusion, the movement calls upon all our partners, especially the member states of the United Nations, to promote international cooperation and constructive dialogue to ensure full realization of socio-economic rights as embedded in the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. I thank you, Chair.